Okay, so yesterday we saw, we started just by outlining Rashi and Tosfot on the sugya. The way Rashi understands the Machloket Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is, right, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai says that that tzitzis, I mean, wool on a linen baguette is patur. Beis Hillel says chayav. How did Rashi understand that? So first move, he says that this is a Machloket on the level of Daraisa, right, meaning that Beis Hillel holds it is permitted to have wool on linen because he accepts the smuchin, right? Accepts the drasha from the juxtaposition which is derived from the smuchin, from the juxtaposition. And Tosfot Beis Shammai does not. Rabbeinu Tam didn't like that because he said even people who don't accept Smuchin and Kol Derech Kula, they accept it in Dvarim, and therefore this drasha should not be challenged, and therefore Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both think that on a Doraisa level, you're allowed to have Kilayim B'tzitzis, you're allowed to have wool on linen. It must be that the issue at hand is Derabbanan, that everyone agrees that biblically it's fine. The question is, do we impose this rabbinic prohibition? So that was question one. The next question they had to answer is this language. Why does it say Patur and Chayav? Why doesn't it say Asur and Mutar, or Chayav and Asur, or something like that? So according to Rashi, this is according to the position in the Gemara that Chovat Manahu, right? Chovat Taladhu, that we're talking here about a baguette that may be sitting in your drawer, be sitting in your closet. So according to Beis Shammai, even if you have a clothing that's sitting in your closet that you're not going to wear, if it has four corners, you have to put tzitzis on it. Now obviously if you did it then, you would not violate the prohibition of kilayim. And therefore he can't say asur, because there are cases in which it's not asur, it's just patur. It's just, you don't have to do it, but there's no problem to do it. If you wanted to put wool on linen and leave it in your closet, it would be fine. And therefore he has to say patur. Rashi doesn't quite clarify whether Beis Hillel needs to hold Chovat Gavra or not, meaning that's not the issue here, right? For Beit Shammai it's Patur, for Beit Hillel it's Chayav, but you know, once you say the Kilayim is Nidche, once you say it's permitted, so then that could be Chovat Gavra or Chovat Talit. It doesn't depend on that position per se. The Beit Yosef notes that you don't have to go in this direction, right? You could say that even if you hold Chovat Gavra, right, you could defend this as well. But we'll leave that for the moment. Let's just outline what we've seen so far. Reinu Tam, Rei Tosfot didn't like this because Tosfot said we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin Chovat Mana. Even though he notes there were in fact Gonim and Rishonim who did Paskin Chovat Talit, but he doesn't want to hang this Machloket on that Machloket, especially since we may not Paskin like it. Now that's not necessarily a problem because it's Rabbeinu Tam, because it's the Beis Shammai, but he doesn't like this. So that was what we saw with Rashi and Tosfot yesterday. We also made the point that from this machlokas in the Gemara, Tosfot assumes that this is a proof for Rashi in terms of when you don't have chelet, you put all white strings because of the kal ilan thing, because you're clearly replacing the kal ilan. So that's what we were up to yesterday. Let us continue in Rashi. There's a lot of lumdas here, but there's also a lot of nitty gritty you got to get through in terms of the reading of this sugya. So the Gemara then introduces these durabanans, which is even if you could put chelet on the linen baguette, you can't because. So the first one was in Bikian, was that we were worried that people were not expert in what. So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, lidros muchin de kilayim betzitzit mutar, vatul mishri kilayim b'chol makom. They don't realize that the only reason it's permitted to put kilayim on tzitzit is because of the special gzera katuv, they think. And therefore, if they allow kilayim on tzitzit, they might allow kilayim in general. So,
if you're looking at the strings, though, can you really tell if you're not so such an expert? Can you tell if a string is made of
good, wool? So this is a big question in the postgame, is how much can people tell? Apparently with wool and linen you can tell because of the different textures. Whether you can tell the difference so much between, let's say, linen and silk is not so clear. And that's one of the big questions the postgame deal with in terms of the parameters here. But let's assume for the moment that you can. Let's assume for the moment.
If someone might look at it, not realize that it's linen, and then it doesn't matter if they're Mikan or not, because if they don't realize that it's Kilayim anyway, then what's
correct. You're right. Okay. Now, these rabbinic prohibitions, though, so who are they according to? Right? Meaning, if you think that according to Beit Shammai, it's biblically prohibited to put tchelet on, to put tzitzis on pishtan, so then what? So this must be within Beit Hillel. The Beit Hillel thinks midoraisa you can, midorabbanan you can't. If you think Beit Shammai thinks it's rabbinic, then this may be the explanation of Beit Shammai, that the reason he thinks, and that Beit Hillel thinks is mutar lechatchila. Right? It's not clear. So let's look at Rashi continues. So he says, but before we even get to that, he says, but I have a bigger problem. Before I figure out who this is according to, I got to figure out, but how could they do that? Meaning, because what's the simplest read of the Gemara? That, not that you can't wear linen clothing, but that you can wear linen clothing, but you don't have to wear tzitzis on it. Right? Now, how do you get to that? How do you do that? So first, Rashi has to answer that. He says, "Ikasha came in the midaraisa chaya veichi matzur rabbanan lakor davar minat Torah ulemiftere mitzit mishum gzera." I don't understand. Whoever it is that thinks that the problem is rabbinic,
so we're free.
So if you think it is Yosef. He doesn't need you right now. Okay, come on. So if you think that what this means is whoever this is according to, that you can't wear, that midoraisa you could wear tchelet on wool on linen, because of Asa Dechalosa say, but midarabanan you don't. So the simplest read of the Gemara is that you are still wearing a linen beged, just it's four-cornered without tzitzit. How do you do that? So he says, well, he gets it from the Gemara in Yavama, which the Gemara says that they have the power, Lakor Dabra Minataram, if there mitzitzit mishum kzeira. How is Yavam Rekisha Rabashin the Holdover Sharma Lukha Baitin, Rishabel Tasa Mitzvah Sejubitara, Rutam Devraim, Ainz Okar Dabramitara, Mela Meakar, Luyakar, Labia Daim. So here's his question. I read that too fast. He says, the Gemara says, are Chazal able to uproot the mitzvah in the Torah?
Yes.
Yes. But the Gemara says there's a distinction. There's two ways you can uproot the Torah. One is what's called Shev V'al Ta'aseh. The other is
Shev V'lo Ta'aseh.
Kum V'aseh. One is get up and violate the Torah. The other is don't do the Torah. So which one, according to the Gemara Nivamot, are Chazal allowed to do? Which one are they not allowed to do?
They're allowed to do
Shev V'al Ta'aseh. So now he says, wait a second. So let's read it again. V'ikasha came midoraita chaya v'ichimat rabban lakar davar minator l'miftere mitzit mishum gzera. If you're biblically obligated to wear tzitzit in this, how are you allowed to wear it without tzitzit? Yes, Chazal are able to uproot the Torah. Ha'udvinim b'yevamot berek isha rabu mishaninon d'chol davar sham l'cha beitin Shev V'al Ta'aseh mitzvah aseh she uzu sheba Torah. It's own time delivery. I mean, okay, the Rabbanan Torah. The Meila Mikar, but the way you are every time. But he says Chazal are only allowed to do it with passively. So how could you do it here? Isn't this active? They're telling you to wear that you can wear the baguette. He says no. He says it's uprooted by itself because this is not Akira Biadayim. Now, what does that mean? Aren't you wearing it? Like, what does that even mean? So here, you get different positions, and there, in general, there is a machloket, which maybe we'll get back to, but here I just have to highlight some of the issues. What exactly is the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis? Right? It could be that there's only a prohibition to... So what is the mitzvah of tzitzis? To put on a beged that has four corners with tzitzit, or to be wearing it? What does Rashi sound like he's saying it?
To
wear it. Right? That if one is wearing a four-cornered garment... So then, it should have four corners. In that case, could you conceptualize this as passive? Yes, because they said you're allowed to wear this, and you don't have to do the mitzvah of tzitzit. But if you thought the mitzvah was to put on a beged of four corners with tzitzit, so then they're telling you you're allowed to put on this four-cornered garment even though there's no tzitzit. So it sounds like he's saying that the mitzvah is only to wear once you're wearing it, but the act of putting it on is irrelevant halachically, and therefore this is conceptualized as passive, even though, are you violating it actively? Yes, you're putting on a four-cornered garment without tzitzit, but he's saying, nah, it sounds like it's about wearing, and therefore it's passive.
Doesn't the end of the pasuk say that you have to wear them?
No, for sure you have to wear them, but at what point does the mitzvah kick in? While you're wearing it or once you are wearing it? When you're putting it on or when you're wearing it? If it's when you put it on, so by Chazal saying you're allowed to put on a four-cornered beged without putting on tzitzit, that sounds like they're actively telling you you don't have to do the mitzvah. Right? But if you say, no, the mitzvah is to wear it, right, that when you are wearing a four-cornered garment, you have to have tzitzit, so maybe you conceptualize it this way. Now, of course, you could also distinguish and say, no, the difference between oker and not oker is ase versus lozaze or something like that. Right, this is not really, right, it's really an ase. It's that you have to wear it, and they're saying you don't have to wear it. Well, so maybe that's always considered passive in that sense.
If Chazal's worried about this wool on linen, right, so they say you can wear a linen garment without tzitzit, why don't they just say don't wear a four-cornered linen garment?
Good, that's what they could have said.
Yeah, that's like that doesn't violate the Torah and it fixes this problem.
Correct. They could have done that.
Why not?
So that's the question. Right, and that's what they're dealing with. So again, the different models here is one is to say maybe the mitzvah is only to be wearing it, and therefore it's passive so they can do it, and maybe it was unreasonable because people didn't have so many materials. I don't know. Right? They thought they couldn't do it.
You just take a four-cornered something
like that. But their clothes were four-cornered. I don't know. Right? You'd have to come up with something. You're right. You could have just said it's better not to. Now, this is yet another sugya that you have to get into. There are a lot of shitot within this. I'm just, we're not going to get through every issue. Okay. Now, according to this, according to the first day in Rashi, who is this according to? This whole question, all these Rabbanans are according to? Base?
Hillel.
Base Hillel. But then in his second verse, it says, Lashon Acheret, Rilazar and Meshamai Palak, Dan Risad and Patur, Alma the Irami Tizid Avikilayim, Velomatel, Temo Dika, Valisura Leka. His second possibility is that this is within, it's not within Base Hillel, but it's within Base Shammai, meaning that Base Shammai says, that this is within Beis Shammai, that he's arguing in an interpretation of Beis Shammai. Right? I mean, possibility one is that this is within Beis Hillel. That Beis Hillel says it's Motim Midaraisa, but it's also Midarabanan. Possibility two is within Beis Shammai he's arguing and saying, you think the reason Beis Shammai says it's also Midaraisa? I disagree. I think Beis Shammai thinks it's Motim Midaraisa, but it's only. But it's also Midir. Rabbana. Because they'll end up having kilayim shelo b'makom mitzvah. And if you look at Tosvos, Tosvos Omer Rabbi Lazar Reit Sadok notes this two girsos. But Kundris Perish Shdelisho note. V'loshon Sheni Sheperish Dikoya Beit Shammai Dipatri V'lo Eim Barak Tema Rari Nami Koya Beit Shammai M'ken Lamasru Beit Shammai. Right, he notes. Possibility one is the way we explained Rashi yesterday. Possibility two is the way Tosfos wanted to understand it, which is no. Everyone agrees it's mutter midaraisa. The question is midarabanan. V'zeu kaperish rabbeinu tam shilamalo at the time of the Beit Shammai mishum zerei avol kaperish akonja shilamalo lo yitachen dineku Beit Shammai. But according to possibility one in Rashi, it's impossible because Rashi would say according to Beit Shammai kilayim mitzitzes aser always midaraisa, and therefore the dirabanan would be according to Beis Hillel. Va'od perish Rilazar Beis Hillel Mahadar the Mechayvi Velo Bnei Yerushalayim Itmeu Olav Amarevi Imkain Lama Asur the Pshita Kibei Shama Lokaim Alan Velama Matmiyan. And he said, what is the reason you would want to say this is written Beis Hillel like Tosfot? Because the Gemara doesn't just say there's a Takana Derabbanan. What did it say? That people were shocked that people were doing X, Y, and Z. But if this whole discussion is only within Beit Shammai, we don't pass them like Beit Shammai. So who are these people who are shocked that you're acting like you're acting against Beit Shammai? Right? It must be that the takana not to wear it is going to Beis Hillel, and that's why people look at it and say, what are you doing? And therefore, Tosfos says it has to be that this prohibition was a rabbinic overlay onto Beis Hillel, and that's why people are looking at it and saying, Ma pitam, what is going on? Okay. So that is the two basic interpretations of this sugya. Okay?
Two basic.
Meaning these are just the two contours of the Gemara. I mean, we haven't even gone into a lot of the conceptual issues yet. Okay? We've just laid out the... let's get into some more of the details. There are a lot of sub-questions. Okay. Tell me. Whoever it is who says it's Pater, let's say Beit Shammai. Okay? Is it Pater from Tchelet? Or is it Pater from Tzitzit?
Tzitzit.
The simple reading says Tzitzit, but it would make more sense to say Tchelet.
Good, so who says what?
Well, yeah, because Tzitzit doesn't have to be wolf.
Good, the simple is understanding. Rashi seems to hold that what is he Pater from?
Tzitzit.
Tchelet.
From Tchelet, because that's what's Kilayim, meaning he has Lavan. He just doesn't wear kilayim, right? But if you look at number 7, look at the Ramban in Milchamot. He says, "Sadim etzit mechamai pochin peirish pochin afilu milavan." He thinks you don't even wear white. Now tell me, why would you say one? Why would you say the other? Why would you say that whoever it is, mechamai holds you don't have to wear white, or would you say you have to wear blue? What does it hang on?
Tchelet
makiv et lavan, lavan makiv et tchelet. Exactly, and that's what the Ramban says. The ain tzarich lomar shafil isher yesh moshim tchelet v'mayim v'yitramit lizlu smuchin l'mishra kilayim mitzitzes. The kevin the tchelet leka lavan nami leka v'afilu mandarim makan zed zem. Yikom makom talit shasur. But now, sorry. One possibility is that if you think that Beit Shammai would hold your pater from everything, or only from Tchelet, hangs on whether you paskin. Tchelet makiv et lavan, lavan makiv et Tchelet. Possibility two, the Ramban says, is no. That's possibility one. That's the easy one to understand. Right? That's the easy one to understand. The Ramban says no. Even if you hold Tchelet ain makiv et lavan, Beit Shammai holds your pater from tzitzis entirely. Why? Before we read the Ramban, did you get to it? Did you get the Melchamos? I know, you were caught in Tosfos.
I started from Kesef Mishnah today.
That's fine. So if you look at Melchamos, it's a bit complicated, but he says, what's the logic? He says, maybe, even if you hold Tchelet, Eina Makiv, and Alavan.
If you can't do the full mitzvah,
good.
Tchelet,
exactly. He says, maybe, even if you hold Tchelet, Eina Makiv, and Alavan. That means that on a beged in which I could put white and blue, if I don't put blue, I'm still Yotze with the white. But if you have something, which the way Rashi understands Beit Shammai in possibility one, biblically it can't have tchelet, and then what does that tell you?
Can't really have
this beged is mufka from a complete fulfillment of tzitzis, and maybe that teaches you that if it can't have a full fulfillment, even in potential, then
it doesn't
eat tzitzis at all. And that's what Ramban understands it. He says, Mikol makom talit she'asur b'tchelet, but this is not Rashi. Rashi thinks that Beit Shammai holds your only pater from tchelet. Either because he thinks this hangs on Tchelet Makiv et Lavan and we paskin ain't Tchelet Makiv et Lavan, or if you would say don't put it on, it's because you paskin Tchelet Makiv et Lavan. The Ramban says no, even if you hold ain't Tchelet Makiv et Lavan, once the Torah tells you this is a beggar that doesn't need it, doesn't need the full mitzvah, so it's not even, can't even fulfill the whole mitzvah in potential, then categorically it's removed. And every lochiyav the Torah belavan.
If you go back to the Rambam, he says it's one mitzvah with just two parts.
And that would be the... Correct, that would be the logic, right? To say, it's one mitzvah, which, yes, it has two parts. But if it's categorically removed from half of it, that's megaleh, that this isn't the right type of beged. Right? That's how you would say it, right? That since it's one mitzvah, even if it's in makev, but it's one mitzvah. So if categorically you can't fulfill it in its entirety, then that means it's categorically removed from tzitzis. That's essentially the Ramban. V'chiksev asulem tzitzin al-kanvet v'gehem. And that's what he says. When it says, put tzitzit, it means beged haruvi l'tchelet kamar. It means a beged in which you could theoretically put tchelet. K'dichtiv not to al tzitzit hakanaf. Ptil tchelet. Arishu b'gadim shenemru kan stamin and let semer lo pishtim. So now, even within the machlokas, you have within Rashi and Ramban, you have even if Beit Shammai says it's also mid daraisa, does that mean it's also mid daraisa to put any tzitzit, or you don't have to? It's also put tchelet, and you don't have to put any, or you have to put lavan, you just don't put tchelet. Rashi says no tchelet. Ramban says
nothing.
V'im tishal alakulei alma mishnah Torah darshin and smuchin garin and perakamad etc. And then he says, maybe you'll tell me, but how does Beit Shammai not hold it? This is Tosfos's question. Don't we hold, or doesn't everyone hold the smuchin in Dvarim? He says, yeah, but maybe he don't agree with the drasha, etc. Okay, good. Now. Okay, let's look at the Rambam for a second. Read me the Rambam.
So what is it? Is it putting, or what's the halacha with putting wool strings on a linen beged or linen strings on a wool beged? Even though it's only lavan without tefillah, with that din, it's that it has to be, it's that it's allowed. Regarding the tzitzit, the Shabbos, Shara had tchelet semer who matilin at the bishop, because the tchelet has to be wool, and you still put that on the linen beged. Mipneima inosimkin, and there's no reason that you shouldn't do that. Mipnei she'asher aser halaman shalomimina, and you're allowed to do the lavan that's not the same material. As again, the chomakom sheta motzei asay belot haaseh. Whatever you find that you have in asay and belot haaseh, imachol v'talat likayem sheir parim v'tal. If you can fulfill both, that's better. V'imav yavo asay v'yitcha et lot haaseh. If you can't fulfill both, then the asay is dafa belot haaseh. But here you're able to fulfill both.
Good. So what does he say? What does he say?
He says that.
Do we paskin that the kilayim is poter?
Yes.
When?
When it's on a linen beged.
When it's on a linen beged. Good. But not if it's where?
Not if it's linen on a wool beged.
Why?
Because there you don't have to have.
Good. So the Rambam conceptualizes this as the Gemara says, as Asay Dilchalosa say. And therefore he says, look, when is it mutter to put the kilayim in the tzitzis? Only if
you have to.
If you have to. Very good. Right? Only if you have to. And therefore, if you have a linen beged, the only way you could ever put tchelet, you could ever put tzitzis with tchelet on the beged is. Right, but on wool, you could do everything wool, so it's fine. But on Zion, he says, "Ksul shal pishtan imatav bilachelat elozel lavan bilvad shal chutei pishtan lo mipnei shatzid minchei mimnei hashatnez elgzeru mitu b'devrayhem." But what if it's linen? So then, do you put tchelon on it?
No.
What is it? No, midaraisa. No, no, midaraisa is mutter. Right, this is like Rashi.
But did he just say if it's a linen beged, you do put it on, but not if it's a
linen? No. You don't put tchelet. You just put white, made out of linen.
That's the opposite of what he just said.
No. That was wool. Wool, you only put wool with tchelet. Linen, you don't put tchelet. Why? Is it midaraisa? No, it's midarabanan, right? Meaning the Rambam is very simple. Midaraisa. Are you allowed to put tchelet on linen? Yes, because the Eafshar. There's no other way of wearing tzitzis on linen.
Right.
But we don't meet the Rabbanan, because of, as the Gemara said. By wool, are you allowed to put linen?
No,
because it's Eafshar. Right? And which of the Gzeirah de Rabbanan does he pick? The third one. Shema Yitgasa Babalaila She'ein Zman Chiyuv Tzitzit. So if you remember the end of the Gemara, right, look back at the end of the Gemara. The Gemara to the final one is that is Reb Zeira. That Reb Zeira said, Amar Gzeira Mishum Ksut Laila. The Gzeira is because you might wear it at night. Now,
wear what? Linen at night?
You might wear Kilayim on Tzitzis at night when there's no mitzvah. And therefore, there's no mitzvah. So it would be Kilayim, and therefore, we don't let you even wear it during the day.
I'm going on the opinion that the mitzvah of Tzitzis stops the time and not
good. So you remember that when Ray Sklar did this with you, but I think we're going to have to do it again because you don't remember all the ins and outs. So at least spend one day on it to chazer it. But the Rambam's position, very quickly, is what does Ksut Laila mean? Literally, what you wear at night.
Yeah.
So within the Rambam, let's just make it simple. The Rambam thinks it means day and night, and therefore he says, why is it asking me the Rabbanan to wear Kilayim and Tzitzis?
Because you might wear it
after Shkia. Right, you'll be wearing it, you'll be caught up, you'll be at work, gavalt, the sun sets, and now it's usher. Because he holds that ksut laila means day night, not bachamas versus day clothes, but day and night. She'ein ozman chiv tzivinim, so over alot ha'aseh ba'eit she'ein shem mitzvah ha'aseh, she'chovat ha'tzit ba'yom, ve'lo ba'layla, she'nem ha'ritam ato b'shat ri'ah, v'sumah chai v'tzitit, alfa b'ishin ha'roa, achir m'ron ato. Okay, that's the Rambam's position. Now, let's talk about some problems in the Rambam's position. First, tell me, the Gemara on Lamed Tet Amud Beis, did it say that you were allowed to put linen on a wool beged?
Yes.
Yes, it did. So, how does the Rambam paskin that you can't? Daniel, since you did the Ketzav Mishnah?
I attempted to do the Ketzav Mishnah. I can't say I completed it.
It's hard. I'm not pretending it's not. So what does the Gesem Mishnah say? He says, first, the technical answer.
Without a lavan on a wool, like wool on linen.
Right, and he says,
and not linen on wool. Iman de efshar
bimino. Because you could put it of the same substance and it wouldn't be Kilayim. Doesn't the Gemara Lamed Tet say that it's mutter? So what does he say? Bim Kain. Lo Kaimel and Kishmul. Yeah, that's very nice. It's a machloket. The Gemara Lamed Tet Amud Beis said you can put linen on wool, and the Gemara on Mem said, in the name of Reish Lakish, that why are you allowed to put wool on linen? Asay Dochalosa say. And what's the rule of Asay Dochalosa say?
Only if you have to.
Only if you have to. And therefore, what is the Rambam? So the Kesem Mishnah is very simple. There's a machloket in the sugya. One position says that tzitzit is completely removed from the isser of kilayim, and therefore you can put linen on wool, you can put wool on linen. That's the shita, that's rachma, the shmuel on lamed tet amud beis. According to that, are you allowed to put linen on wool? Yes. You're allowed to put wool on linen?
Yes.
But the Gemara in Daf Mem says, why are you allowed to put tchelet on linen? Ase dochalota say. And if it's Asi Dochalota say, so then that makes sense, putting wool, tchelet on linen, because that's the only way to become the mitzvah on linen. But if it's about Asi Dochalota say, are you allowed to put linen on wool? No, because that's never necessary. And the Rambam, the Shitato, once he paskins that way, so what he understands, why is there an Isra at night?
Because you may wear that.
Because he says, if the category is ase docha lo tase, think about it, the Rambam's conceptually very clear. He thinks that we pass like the Gemara Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that the reason you can wear tchelet on a linen beged is ase docha lo tase. And therefore he says, if it's about ase docha lo tase, two things are true. That la halacha we pass and you can't do it on a linen beged on a wool beged because it's never necessary.
Right.
And halacha two is, what's the nature of the gzera d'rabbanan? Because we're worried about Ksut Laila. Because if the category in play is Ase Dochalos Ase, then what do you need in order to permit wearing Kilayim? An Ase. When is there an Ase?
Only
during the day. And at night, there's no mitzvah. And therefore the Rambam says, that is the Gemara. We reject Lamed Tet Amud Beis, we accept Mem Amud Aleph. that the only reason you can wear kilayim on tzitzit is because of asid ocholosasei, so it only works on a linen beged where it's necessary, not on a wool beged where you could just have all wool and you'd be fine. And the reason that Chazal said that midarabanan, you never put tchilat on pishdan, is because since it's about asid ocholosasei, you need the mitzvah to be active, and at night it's not active, and that's how the Rambam understands the sugya. Mm. Right, the Rambam? Right? Pretty smooth. Right, that's how the Gesher Mishnah understands it.
What guides him to Paskin?
The Gemara and Daf Mem. He just assumes.
What drives him to Paskin with Daf Mem as opposed to Shmuel?
My guess is A, it's Basra, right? That in the continuation of the Sugya comes later, right? And in general, you have all these things that when the Gemara is working out other halachot within a certain framework, that indicates that that's the accepted framework. That's my guess, right? Is that since the Gemara is trying to figure out within the framework of Reish Lakish, what is the nature of the Yisrael Rabbanan, that shows you the Gemara is taking that as the assumption, right? And therefore, if I have to pick one of two, that's my guess, right? There could be other rules that are driving him to do it. Okay, so that's the first thing the Kesem Mishnah says, just in pshat. Right? And that's how we get to the Rambam's position. Now, we'll look more at the Kesem Mishnah in a moment, but I want to get you really bothered here for a second. If you paskin, like... You know what? No. Should I do this now? Okay, look at Tosfos. Tosfos cave into Efshar. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, La'el demasikna dechute pishtan potrin bishel tsemer, hainu bahade tchelet, demigu de tchelet patar bishel pishtan lava nami patar, ba'afagav de Efshar bimino. By the pshita le tvei the chutz ezemar potim shall pishtan ayin mishum do lav achi enam kilai. He says, no, it's actually I don't know if the Rambam actually disagrees with this. Before I say that, he says, wait a second. Doesn't the Gemara before say you're allowed to put kilayim on tzitzis and you're allowed to put linen on wool? He says yes, but only if what?
Only if it's necessary.
So he says, no, sorry. He says, doesn't the Gemara earlier say that you are allowed to put pishtan on wool? So the Kesem Mishnah says that the Rambam says, yes, the Gemara earlier said you're allowed to put pishtan on wool, but...
You don't hold that way.
But we don't hold that way. The the Tosafot says, it's not true, we do paskin that way. But here's how it goes. If you have tchelet, then... You can put linen on wool. Because Tchelet, he says, he has a different conceptualization. He says, you know what that sheet does holding, and we actually agree with it? It goes like this. This is very, right, lumdish. What does he say? If you are wearing wool, so if you're wearing Tchelet, so since Chelet has the possibility of what? Of nullifying Kilayim in Pishtan, what does that tell you? That Tzitzis Sheyesh Bo Chelet is categorically
different.
Removed from the Isser of Shatnez. So the Gemara in Lamed Tet is talking about when you have Chelet. When you have Chelet, so...
You can wear.
Then you can even wear...
Kilayim altogether.
Correct. But when you don't have tchelet, so then...
It doesn't.
When you don't have tchelet, it doesn't. And then, there isn't this magic rule, so what do you have at best? Asi dochalosa say. What's the rule of asi dochalosa say? Efshar. Only be-efshar, right? Be-efshar, if there's no other way to do it.
But why is it be-efshar if there's no tchelet?
So he says, look. So he says, the masik in the chude pishtim part of Mishal Samar hainu ba'ad et chil the migu tchil part of Mishal pishtim lovinami part of avakav the efshar b'mina. V'hai de pshita le tfei de chute tzemar potrim shal pishtron hainu mishum de balava achi kekilayim inami says alternatively mitareit asharye. You're right. He says that's possibly one. He said possibly two is, you know how you deal with Amud Aleph and Amud Bet? Correct. Midaraisa is kilayim in sittis really about asido halosa say?
No.
No, it's a categorical exemption. Midirabanan, they treat it as if it's based on asido halosa say rather than a categorical exemption, and therefore they invoke the rule of
the
efshar. And therefore Tozu says in second answer, the Rambam says, is it daraisa?
No.
Yeah, it's daraisa. Because he says it's a machloket asugyot. Is this a categorical exemption or asa dechalosa say? But Tozo says in the second answer, no. It is midaraisa is a categorical exemption, and midarabonin it's asa dechalosa say. And therefore, midaraisa, you don't have to worry. Lavan and tchilet tchilet and lavan. Midarabonin, what do you need? Efshar. And therefore, by pishtan, are you allowed to put on tchilet?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
But by a wool baguette, are you allowed to put on linen?
No,
because it's efshar. Inami midaraisa shari, rabban de gozer came to efshar lekayim shneim. Midaraisa shari, the kilam kilayim mama shutar. Eitzel tzitzit, vilami shum de tchiyo. Vahadum is getting the el, the poter hainu midaraisa. So lametetam abeis tells you this is not asadokalosa zay. Midarabanan it is. Inami maskan lokayim achi. Alternatively, possibly three is there's a machlokas a sugyas. Right? That this is the maskana and that's not. Which is the Rambam. But now you see another machloket. According to the Rambam, there is a machloket asugyot if tchelet and tzitzis is a categorical exemption or asei dochalosa say, nafkamina, lahalacha, are you allowed to put wool on
linen?
No.
Linen
on wool. So Rambam says it's a machloket asugyot. Tosfot says in his last position it's a machloket asugyot, right? Or it's a havamina maskana. But for that, this purpose is the same. But his other position is no. Midaraisa kilayim b'tzitzis is a categorical exemption. And midarabanan asidokalosa said. And therefore midarabanan you have to worry about esher, midaraisa you wouldn't. Right, that's it. Now, the Rambam Lishitato holds that what is the nature of the Isser Dirabanan? Because we're worried about Ksus Laila. Because he thinks that the real rule is Asi Docholos Asay. And if the real rule is Asi Docholos Asay, then at night, is it actually Kilayim?
Yes.
Yes. At night, it's actually Kilayim.
So he thinks that applies to Deris also.
Right, because he says if the daraisa category is asei dochalos asei, that the mitzvah is pushing aside the avera, then what do you need? A mitzvah. And he thinks that the mitzvah is only at night, only during the day, so at night there's no mitzvah. Mimela, we don't want you to wear tchelet on your linen beged, because as soon as shkia hits,
isn't it?
You'll violate the isser.
But that would still be an isser rabbana.
No!
Because daraisa, if you accept that, then daraisa is still...
No. That's Tosfos. The Rambam holds that midaraisa, we reject lametetam at base, and we accept memam and aleph. Meaning lametet might have thought it's categorical.
Practically, yeah.
But 1 second. But halacha we hold midaraisa as asei dochalos asei, and therefore needs efshar. And therefore at night, are you violating midaraisa according to the Rambam?
Yes,
but according to Tosfos, you might argue, and we'll see that this might play itself out, that according to Tosfos, even at night, if you hold this categorical, it might be...
Darabonon.
Right? It might be Mutter Midaraisa, exactly. Then maybe there's a prohibition Midarabonon, but Midaraisa would be Mutter.
You say that both are Asei Docholos Asei, just Daraisa, you don't need Efshar, and Darabonon you do.
You could formulate it that way if you wanted, right?
Would that be similar than saying it's categorically?
Well, he says it's hutra. But that's his... Okay. So that is this. Now. Let's 12 o'clock. There's a few more minutes here, okay? So let's look at... Let's continue in the Kesef Mishnah, and then what we'll look... Okay. Yeah, let's read the Kesef Mishnah. Tomorrow what I want you to do is read the Tosfos and Ksubos, number 6. I hope to only do one more Dan Kilayim, but since there really are millions, you could do this forever, but 3 days I think will be enough on it, for at least for now. We can decide if you want to do more, but we're going to have to do Ksut Laila, because as you see, part of this sugya now depends on how you understand Ksut Laila. The Rambam is l'shitato that he thinks is about day and night, but we'll have to see. There are two other positions. It's about clothing and, not surprisingly, you already did it, so I don't want to do it in one day, which is possibly three is. It's both. It's both. Right? Those are the three possibilities. Okay, but let's look at the Kesef Mishnah. Let's get the Rambam Pshita done, and then tomorrow we'll look at Tosfos and Ksubos and try to understand Tosfos and Ksubos. So he says, so first of all, in Pshat, it just has to be that you have to understand the Rambam thinks it is a Machloket Hasugya. Then Lamateta with base thinks this is categorical, and Mem Amud Aleph thinks it's Asidol Chalosa, saying that's the Rambam. That's what he says. Kishmul damar chutei tzemer potem b'shal pishtam v'lo kipshi dudu d'bay de parshin and lamidam arach v'chutei tzemer potem b'shal pishtam v'shal pishtam v'shal tzemer el kitabesh lakish damar kol makam shata motza ase v'lo tzeh v'chulei v'sover d'zman d'ichat chela nami mayri ratzom min d'arayt to kamar. He thinks this whole prohibition is biblical. Even though kilayim and tzitzit is mutar midaraisa, lo atira elheicha the efshar b'inyana acher. It's only if it's impossible in any other way. Dainu tchela v'pishtim di efshar l'kayim mitzvah tchelat elay deshiit chulav di kilayim av a lavan shabo. But the white, the Rambam also thinks that the white. Are you ever allowed to put white on white wool on linen? No. Does Rabbeinu Tam think you can?
Yes,
because Rambam thinks it's asidu chalos. The same Rabbeinu Tam thinks it's
categorical.
Came into after laf shilbom imino lo dochi lo tasei dikilayim v'ava bishakvar yesh lo bikilayim betalit. Now Rabbeinu Tam says maybe even with an asei dochalosa say once you're putting actual tchelet on it should be mutter to put white strings in her wool because you're already using asei dochalosa say it's at least somewhat categorical. The Rambam clearly holds no. Even though you're putting kilayim in this talis, it's also shari ito bat chelet eno rimkvar nitche kilayim betalit zu. You don't say that kilayim is already pushed aside in this baguette, but yeah, mutter latel gam alavan mikilayim, and you could already put white from kilayim to kol ma'ide efshar le'meute b'isur ma'atinan. The more you can minimize the prohibition, you do.
But it's all one kesher, though. So
correct.
In that kesher,
so then maybe
kilayim, so...
Correct, and that would be Tosfot. Tosfot may say, maybe it's not fully categorical. But once you have tchelet, the asei dochalosa say will push aside at least kilayim. That's Tosfot. But the Rambam says, this is straight asei dochalosa say. Therefore, you minimize as much as possible.
Also, if the tchelet string is not perfectly knit, so there's a splotch, let's say, of the tchelet string that's still white, would that be asur according to the Rambam? Right,
maybe. I mean, if it's not tchelet, I guess. They have to figure out whether that's called tchilat. You have to re-dye it. I don't know. Aval kasha to imkain heyachkat of imrata lasat lavan shel shar mina mitzemer opishim osa. The chayven does want to get tchilat myriim asa lavan shel shar mina mipishim shemad about tchilat nimta shu kilayim b'makom sheyav shel kayim shnehem. Sharei after lasat lo chutei lavan shel tzemer o mimino. He said, wait a second. There's one inconsistency in the Rambam. What was the inconsistency in the Rambam? The Rambam says that by... No, in the Rambam. The Rambam says that what? By non-wool or linen begotten, by let's say silk, which the Rambam thinks are only chayv mid rabbanan, you're allowed to put... Tzitzit of any strings. Doesn't that sound like you could put wool and linen mixed strings? How could you do that? According to the Rambam, a silk beged is even chayv midaraisa. So he says, that's not what the Rambam meant. Right? That can't be what the Rambam mean. The Rambam can't mean put any string on silk, including when you have tchelet. Because obviously the Rambam thinks a silk beged is only chayv min derabbanan. There's no way he thinks you can put kilayim on it. What must he mean? That if you're only putting white,
you can do whatever you want.
So do whatever you want. Because it's silk, so put linen, put wool, it's fine.
Even a mix of them?
No. One or the other.
Okay.
Right? And he's saying, it can't, because he said if it was with tchelet, then by saying you can put any string, he means you can put any white strings plus the wool of the tchelet. He said it can't mean that the Rambam that fits doesn't fit consistently. Right? That doesn't fit is... You finish your paperwork? Try not to do this during morning seder. I know it's stressful. I got it. Anyway, hachiyu de gamin k'suv shel tzemer osin shlovan shalosh shel pishtan shel minim osin mena osin pishtan ve'achar katav v'hatal chutei tzemer b'k'suv shel pishtan chutei pishtan b'k'suv shel tzemer makom lekatchilat osur devikilaim shel makom mitzvah kevin shiachal l'kayim shneim shiato bo mimino v'al talak shel pishtan is the bo tchilat mutar l'asot lovan shelah shel tzemer kevin alav chutei lovan nami enan m'kayim shneim shereish mino. But then he says that maybe, one second, if you put on, then he goes back and says maybe like Rabbeinu Tam, that if you have a linen beged that you're already putting wool on, you could put them all wool. Because once you're already putting wool, so he thinks maybe that is mutter. Right? Maybe that is mutter. Okay.
Is there like a specific mitzvah that they all have to be the same? Or?
No.
So then, why can you say it's mutter to put the techeles part of it as well?
Correct. So you could have, but he thinks that you don't have to, because then Asid Ocholosa is already being invoked, and in that case you would do it. But now he asks another question, which is, I don't understand. Why is it ever mutter just... only wear wool clothes? And what's the answer to that? That's not called efshar. Efshar doesn't mean that I could not wear this clothing. It means I could do this act without violating an isser, but you can't do that. That's Tosfos' answer in Ksubos, as we'll see. He gives a second answer, which is, no, the fact that we have the drasha has to teach you something. And the fact, what does the drasha teach you? That you're allowed to wear linen begadim and put tzitzits on them. But at the end, he quoted Rabbeinu Tam as saying that you could put the wool and linen, but what is his own shita at the end? That if you have a linen beged, are you allowed to put four wool strings? No. At the end, he says, you have to put two wool, or... for the Rambam, one wool and seven linen. Why? Because he thinks, again, he thinks consistently...
How would that work, exactly?
Oh, I don't know, or six. Maybe you can't do it with the one string. I don't know. But okay, what does he think? One second.
Yeah.
So what does he think? According to the Rambam, Kesem Mishra, according to the Rambam, what does he think consistently? The Rambam holds this is Asid Okolosa say. So what should emerge from that for him? That on a wool beged, can you ever put linen strings, l'maskana? No. On a linen beged, are you allowed to put wool strings? Only tchelet. What about the other strings, according to Kesem Mishnah? No. At night, why can't you wear it? Because you need the active mitzvah. He thinks that night is Malav's mitzvah, and that's why he thinks the Rabbanan is avoiding that, because the only heter is Adel Olosase. Tosfot, though, holds some variation of expanded Asei Docholosase / categorical heterim. Hence, does Rabbeinu Tam hold that once you're putting on tchelet, all of them can be wool in a linen beged? Yes, that doesn't have to be a categorical exemption. That could just be an expanded asid ocholosa. Say, once it's pushing it aside, it pushes it aside entirely. Right? But more than that, does he paskin, like the Gemara, midorais and lamites, that you're allowed to put linen strings on wool beged?
No.
Yes, Rabbeinu Tam, d'oraisa. In his middle answer, not his last answer. Middle answer of Rabbeinu Tam. Because in the middle answer of Rabbeinu Tam, what does he think? Is it a categorical exception, Asid Ocholosa say?
It's categorical.
It's categorical. And therefore, he thinks that Midarabbanan, which is Asid Ocholosa say, so you need Efshar. But Midaraisa,
it's categorical.
It's categorical, and that's why you can have linen on wool. The Rambam just thinks it's a machloket asugyot and doesn't paskin like the categorical one. Right? So that's how the Kesem Mishnah understands the machloket between Tosfot and the Rambam. What I want to do tomorrow is two more things.
Which one is the easier understanding? Meaning, like
to say, I don't know. To say which is easier, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. Let me just highlight what I want to do tomorrow. Two more questions, okay? The Rambam Lishitato thinks that at night you can't wear tzitzis. Is there any way of saying that even if you held it was lav zman tzitzis, you would be allowed midoraisa to wear kilayim?
If you hold it, goes with a beg, and you wear your morning beg.
Good. So that's what we're going to have to see, because in the Tosfos in Ksubas actually goes in this direction. And what I want you to do is compare it to the three Rambams in number 10, or the two Rambams in number 10, where you see a similar type of machlokes by Kilayim in the Big Day Kahuna.
Yeah. He was saying what things that you might not consider beged, right? That's what he was saying.
Yeah, look there, right? You'll see that by Big Day Kahuna we have a similar machloket. And again, part of this is going to hang on the question of
the Ravid was contradicting the Rambam, right?
He's arguing with the Rambam. He can't contradict. I mean, yes, he's arguing with the Rambam. Okay. Compare it to that. Remember in the back of your mind that in order to understand this, you have to know the difference shitos of Yom and Ksut Laila, which maybe we'll do next. Right? We'll quickly do a Chazara, because I know you did that. So I'm going to do it in one day, okay? I don't want to relearn the whole sugya. You did it with Reisklar. Why would I spend days on it after you did it with him? So I'll at least spend one day. The last thing I want you to think about is the following. What if you have a wool beged, but you don't have any strings but linen? Is that called efshar or not? Right, meaning the only strings you have are linen. Is that called efshar? Are you allowed to put... if it's about efshar, does efshar mean theoretically efshar? Or befoal efshar, right? What does that mean? Is this a categorical definition of efshar or not? Think about that.
I think it has to be.
Do those, again, I'm not saying these are all the sugyot in it. It really isn't. This is only the tip of the iceberg in the sugyot of kilayim b'tzitzis, but at least you'll get the main positions out. So I want you to read that Tosfos carefully in Ksubos, read the Rambams carefully. If you get to the Rebbe Kivager and Kovach Yerim, great. If not, well, okay, good. But by tomorrow I want to finish this sugya. At least, I don't think it is healthy for us to spend like 3 weeks on Kilayim B'tzitzis. I think 3 days is sufficient. Next we'll do Ksut Laila in one day, Chazara Ksut Laila, right? The three Shittin Rishonim, and then we'll move on from there, okay? So so tomorrow we'll finish Kilayim B'tzitzis. Sunday we'll do...
The Kovach, or that was just bringing like a separate point.
We'll get to it, okay?
It's like a separate thing.
I think I put one more question. If you get to those, do it. If not, those are the two first questions I want you to think about. Okay. And then we'll do Ksut Laila on Sunday, and then we'll move from there, okay?